One reason immigration has become such a hot topic in Congress is that recently arrived immigrants are scattered across much of the country. Tiny Beardstown, Illinois, is like many places that have seen an influx in the past decade. A pork processing plant first attracted immigrants there. Now town officials estimate that Hispanic immigrants, legal and illegal, make up a third of the 6,000 residents of the community. Yesterday, we heard from some Mexican workers in Beardstown. Today, NPR's Jennifer Ludden examines how the town is coping with its changing population.
Beardstown is in farm country. Flat land, lush corn and soybean fields, silos looming over red barns. Mayor Bob Walters takes me on an early morning tour. We cruise tree-lined streets with clapboard houses, past front porches and plastic kiddie pools ready for the hot day. Walters says there is no one Mexican neighborhood, but he can point out the houses where immigrants live.
For example, right here, this was a garage converted into a house. It's hard to tell how many Hispanic families live in.
Walters has had to crack down on people parking in yards, explaining it damages city water lines. He points to another corner lot.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven cars at a single family dwelling.
He's tried to tweak zoning ordinances to address overcrowding, but says you can only do so much without risking a charge of discrimination. So he's fielded complaints from neighbors.
If they're used to seeing little old Mary out there doing her gardening every day, and then they wake up one morning and here's 10 or 15 Hispanics running around and different ones come in all times of night, it's a shock.
As we drive, clusters of children head to school on the edge of town. And in this backdrop of quintessential rural white America, it is stunning to see that nearly every child walking by is Hispanic. As they line up for summer school, the future of Beardstown is clear. This year's graduating senior class was about 25% Hispanic. This year's kindergarten class, 50%.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo están?
Qué bueno.
2 years ago, Beardstown School started a dual language program, with the teaching day divided between Spanish and English. Superintendent Robert Bagby says it's voluntary, but 70% of students have signed up for it.
We feel like when children come out of those classes, they will truly be biliterate. They will read, write, and speak in two languages. And in my opinion, anyone that is truly biliterate will shoot to the top of every hiring list in America.
Mayor Walters points out Beardstown was settled by German immigrants, and no one goes around speaking German today. He thinks the same may happen with Spanish. But for now, he sees the town in the midst of a profound transition, and it is difficult.
Okay, wake up.
At the local firehouse, ambulance chief Jim Brazel doesn't have a single full-time staffer who speaks Spanish.
Some of my guys they're kind of bullheaded. They think, well, if I move to Mexico, I'll learn Spanish, you know, and I can see their point.
Brazel recruited a Latino a few years back, but three times he couldn't pass the state exam, and the test wasn't offered in Spanish. Brazel's been reduced to sticking a pocket medical Spanish guide in every ambulance. But he says the language barrier isn't his biggest problem. Worse, he says, is that so many illegal immigrants work under assumed names.
We had a kid last year who got hit on a bicycle. And we asked him what his mom and dad's name was, so we'd get a hold of him. He didn't know what name they were using, so, you know, that took a while to get a hold of him.
Can I help you? Pago? Okay.
Just off the town square, insurance agent Kevin Kleinschmidt has embraced the new population. His grandparents moved here from Germany for a better life, and he sees the same motive among Hispanics today.
All righty.
Kleinschmidt says 20 years ago, Beardstown was in crisis. The town's largest employer, a pork processing plant, had briefly shut down, part of an industry-wide overhaul that quashed unions and cut salaries nearly in half. That's when large numbers of Hispanics began coming to work here. Those salaries have only now risen to what they once were. But Beardstown is growing, while communities all around shrink.
We're on a map. We got a Walmart now. It's also brought a lot of traffic to the downtown area here. A lot of storefronts here where most of the downtown buildings were closed up. are now open and they have something in them.
Kleinschmidt says there have been tensions. They erupted about a decade ago at a Mexican-owned tavern just behind his office. As locals tell it, a Mexican man killed an American. The next night, crosses were lit and the tavern burned to the ground. Kleinschmidt says it's funny how things can change.
The families that were, as I said, at the forefront, that were the most outspoken anti-Mexican families here in town, now have daughters that are married to the Hispanics that they were fighting.
Standing outside City Hall, Mayor Walters says hard feelings are still just under the surface. He says there's resentment that some Mexicans use the free health clinic in town, declining to buy health care coverage. Yet they manage to wire money back to their families each month.
You know, I could be a populist, but I said many times before, I could go over here in the city park and stand up and say, let's run them all out of town on a donkey, let's get rid of them. And I'd have a lot of cheerleaders, trust me, I really would. But that's not the right thing to do, and that's not going to solve the problem.
Mexicans here see plenty of problems, too. A few months ago, Beardstown police closed down a quinceañera, a Sweet 15 party that's culturally akin to a bat mitzvah. The city said organizers didn't have the right liquor license. The hosts said they weren't given the right information. The girl's parents sued the town for discrimination. A ruling is pending. Community activist Julio Flores says despite such confrontations, Hispanics are slowly settling in to this part of Illinois corn country.
Una transformación reciente.
A few families have bought land outside town, and they're building their own ranchos. It means they're staying put. This is their home.
Flores sees two cultures blending. This week, Hispanics will join in 4th of July festivities. And oh yes, come September, he says even Anglos will turn out for the food and dancing as Beardstown holds its annual celebration of Mexican Independence Day. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.